Klein is on, sir.
Hello, Herb.
Yes, how are you, sir?
I didn't get to see your program, but from the news summary, I thought you did a fine job.
Well, thank you very much.
They really put you on the spot on that thing, but the only thing we can do is to really basically brazen it through, because it's really a question of pretty much semantics. I mean, this whether you're anti-Indian or so forth, that isn't nobody's anti-Indian. The real question is, we can disagree with a country's policy without being anti. We were just anti-war. That was really the point, and I think you made that very well.
Yeah, and I illustrated with Japan and Canada, as two good illustrations where we disagreed on some policies, but we certainly were pro-Japan, pro-Canada.
Right, and we're still going to help India, and we're pouring in. God, you know, when you think of the hundreds of millions we give to the damn country, they're anti-American. That's what it really gets down to.
They have emotions involved in this country,
yeah,
though, over a lot of years.
Yeah. With regard to India, you say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they have, but let me say that there are emotions that run both ways. There are a hell of a lot of people that don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't care that much. You get up in that Senate, you know, and you have to fight for Indian aid every damn year. There are an awful lot of them would like to cut it right to the bone,
uh-huh,
as Everett Jordan indicated yesterday, you know.
Yes.
And that's I've had to, for years, and I was vice president, I had to, you know, pull people in line for the damn thing. Because, you know, they'd vote against us in the UN, they'd do every possible thing, and then we'd have...
And they played with Moscow a lot, even those years.
Always. Well, they basically played their non-aligned game and so forth. And then I think the fact that you just used the line that Henry had been libeled was a good idea. I mean, after all, it's... There was no deliberate. They say that he lied when he said we were anti. That we were not anti-Indian. Well, hell, we were anti-Indian. We were anti their policies. Isn't that really the point you made?
Yes, sir. That's the exact point. And that, you know, in this occasion, and that also made the point that if they really believed that, how could they argue against the fact that Henry was the most desired of all briefers? And all the newsmen wanted briefings with him,
right,
more than anyone else other than you.
That's right. And he's been, as facts will show.
Well, I thought it would sort of boost his spirit up a little bit, too, that way.
Yeah. Well, I think it was good that you did it. And it's hard to boost his spirit. You know, he sees everything in such personal terms.
Yes, sir.
He thinks his credibility is destroyed, and you know how he speaks in melodramatic terms, but his credibility is not destroyed.
Not at all. He's
what do you think? I mean,
I don't think at all.
I mean, you're an expert on it. I think it's... what you might do, if you would, is to, and then a couple hours, just on your own, give him a call in California and say you'd had this program. You don't know whether he saw it or not, but that, and that you feel that this whole business, that he must not just read the New York Times and the Washington Post and figure that because of what some of them said in the news magazines and so forth, that on balance, that most of the press corps is totally against the Anderson thesis. I think that's true.
Yes, sir, that is.
Would you agree or not?
No, I would agree.
And that basically when they say, talk about Henry's credibility, they're really, but more than anything else, they're really trying to nip at us, let's face it.
Well, that's, I think, the whole thesis, that, you know, which you see developing among the Democrats, are trying to make credibility an issue.
Right.
And I think Henry just is sort of caught in the...
Thank God,
God
it's on the issue of India and not on the issue of something else.
Yeah, sure.
There aren't that many people in the country. I found in the West that I didn't find a hell of a lot of interest in the Indian thing when I was out there, you know what I mean? I mean, here in Washington, you get the view that that's all anybody's thinking about.
Yeah, and that's one of the things you've said before, the great value of being out away from here a little bit.
Yeah.
That there's more perspective,
right,
that way.
Well, use your judgment. Give him a call.
I won't
let it appear too obvious.
I'll just say that
a lot of reactions, and that you've talked to pressmen and the rest, and that you think the whole thing is turning around, and that he just ought to just have in mind that there are just a lot of pressmen that say privately they're furious at the way they're handling this thing, and that they believe that this is a question of just twisting things.
I certainly will. As a matter of fact, I've really received a lot of calls and wires from people saying they're glad to see me, you know, get back on our side on it.
Good.
And people like, I'll tell them, like Irv Kupcinet's one.
Good.
Who he knows and likes.
Great. You do that. Will you? doing, Herb?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, thank you so much.